project, the title was, when can one melt cheese onto fleischig pasta? Sounds very exciting, but to go to, when can one melt cheese onto fleischig pasta? So if the first side, what fleischig pasta is. So I mentioned still today is the last few minutes of Yit Ches Tammuz. So Schis Mazayit is Yutza today, Rabbi Yossi Halpin. He was Mimiyasti HaMachzik Adas. Zan El Neshumah. The Zdua Simen HaShech Nurech in Hirchot Busu B'chul of Simen Tzadihei goes through the subject of Nat Banat. That's the Rosh HaTavis of Nois in Tam Ba Nois in Tam. That means that generally when we have a Dove Issa and we cook it, we put a piece of Nevela into a pot and we cook it. So the Tam and the Nevela will go into the pot and they'll cook afterwards potatoes into the same pot. So the potatoes will get the Tam and the Nevela that went in. And then I take those potatoes, I put them into another pot, and the time of the nevela will go from that potato into the next pot, it'll keep on going and going and going. A dove issa never becomes shvach. It starts off being a issa and it stays usa wherever it goes and however far it travels. But if it's a dove heta, lemushl busa and chulav, which busa, meat by itself and milk by itself are both heta, they can become shvach enough that they don't become created into a new issa. For example, if you have a piece of meat, and we cook a piece of meat into a pot, if you cook a piece of meat in a pot, so the tam of the meat goes into the wall of the pot, that's a noising tam, so one tam of the meat has gone into the pot, then I take a potato and I cook it afterwards, I take, wash it out, and I cook a potato in the same pot, so the tam of the meat is going to come out from the wall of the pot into the potato, that's a second nat, that's a noising tam, bar noising tam, it's already the second generation of this piece of meat. It became a very shvacha type of piece of meat. In order to be chal, a new issa called busa b'chulav, we have to have a geshmaka tam of busa with a geshmaka tam of chulav. And those two come together, they create a issa of busa b'chulav. Since this piece of meat has become already a shvacha piece of meat, it's already got a second generation of a tam, he's only got some type of a semblance to his origin of a meat, but he's not a geshmaka piece of meat. Therefore, when I put him together with milk, he does not become a issa busa b'chulav. That is the general rule, what nat banat means. But obviously, there's a lot of prutim, when, what, and how. We'll try and say a few klulim. Basic klulim, it's one of the very complicated sigas of busa b'chulav. Well, basic klulim, and a few examples of when it's nageil lamaseh. Of a nat banat, there's a machlokes mechaber remu. We're only going to say over here the psak from the remu, in order not to complicate it. And the remu takes on that if the time of nat banat, which we just said, this tam of meat, which went through a double stage, went through bishul, it got cooked, or it went through tzliya, it got roasted. We do not have this mala of a nat banat of causing a heta. To explain myself, take a piece of meat and you cook it again in this pot, which we said before. Now we're going to take a potato and cook it in the same pot that we cooked the piece of meat. This tam of fleischig, even though it's a second generation, but it became created through cooking. It went a second generation through cooking. Therefore, it became, still has some strength to it. Its meat has still got some type of a strong tam to it. And therefore, I cannot put milk together with this potato. I can't take this piece of potato, or now the example was cheese with pasta. I can't take this pasta, which I cooked in my fleischige pot, and put cheese on it. And because pasta was cooked in a fleischige pot, so the second generation of meat has come through cooking, I cannot go and put cheese on it. But, says the Ramu, If I did go and put cheese on it, or I did pour milk on top of it, I wanted to make some type of a geshmak of food, I'm allowed to eat it. Again, piece of meat which got cooked, lokshen, or potatoes, or beans, anything parvo, which got cooked in a fleischige pot, which I used for fleischig, so a fleischige pot, which was used... We'll get to that one. Before we go to Taka Ben Yoimoy, we're talking about Taka Ben Yoimoy. Any Ben Yoimoy is a complicated thing. We'll get to it soon. But if I used at 9 o'clock in the morning, I used it for meat, I washed it out, and 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, sometime during the next 24 hours, I used it for lokshen, I used it for potatoes, I used it for anything parva, I'm not allowed to go and eat that parva food together with milchiks. If I did put my milchiks on it, be'issa, I didn't know, I made a mistake, whatever the reason was, if it ended up having the milk or the cheese on top of this pyre of food, I'm allowed to go and eat it. That is klal number one. Klal number two, we said, that's an extra problem because it went through this double generation through bishul. What happens if it didn't go through bishul?
Did the cheese end up
No, in the pot for Shteitzich you can't, because it's a Fleischiger pot. You put milk in the Fleischiger pot, you're 100%. If this say, probably, don't worry, take the lokshen out, you put it into a parver pot, a milkiger plate, whatever it is. We'll get to it soon. How do we get it out of the pot onto the... How do we get it out of a Fleischiger pot onto a milkiger plate? Mitchum will talk soon in a minute. What way can you do it? But let's just first concentrate on the food itself. Not allowed to, but if he did it, it's mutter.
That means it's like a knas.
Not sure if the word it's a knas or it's because of the machlokas in the Rishonim, we take on a chatchila zayim b'dievod, we take on like that. I don't remember. But that's the halacha you know how to do. So, but if you didn't cook it, for example, you went and made a egg, let's say, a person fried an egg in a parva frying pan. Everything is parva. He took out the frying pan and you put it onto a milk, onto a Fleischiger plate. So he didn't, the bleas of the busa which are coming now, the bleas of the meat which are coming into this tafshel, into this egg, are not coming through cooking, they're only coming through being placed hot onto a plate, which the bleas will go out from the plate into the egg, but since the bleas that went out fleishig from the plate to the egg didn't go through cooking, only went through being placed on top of it, it's called uli, al ayin lamad vuv, went on top of it, then you are allowed to lachatchila put milk into it together. So again, if somebody would fry an egg in a parva frying pan, took out the frying pan and by mistake he put it on his Fleischiger plate, which had used 3 hours before for Fleischigs, and he'd washed it and he put onto his Benyoyme Fleischiger plate, then he remembers, oh, I wanted to eat it with cheese, he can take the egg off the plate, put it onto a Milchiger plate, and put cheese on top of it. So again, we have two Heterim by Nat Banat. By Ben Yoima de Kapot. One was that if it was cooked, or if it was tzuli, it was roasted, it was baked, you're not allowed to put cheese lachatchila onto it, but if the cheese did get onto it, you're allowed to eat it. And if it wasn't through cooking or through roasting, it was just put onto a plate, you're allowed to go now lachatchila, put cheese onto it, without shishim. Even with no het of shishim at all, it's a het. That was everything. Oh, 1 second. Everything we're going to talk about today was no neger to dove charif. Very good. That was the disclaimer. I should have said at the beginning or the end. But it's important to say at the beginning, maybe, in case somebody walks out in the middle. In case there's a Dove Charif, we're not talking about it. Maybe some other time we won't get to Dove Charif today. But we're talking about everything. It's plain and simple food with no charifas involved. No onions, no garlics, no peppers, no paprikas, whatever. That was, till now, was a Ben Yoimoy. If it was an Eina Ben Yoimoy, my Fleischiger pot, which I used, I have not used it in the last 24 hours for meat. I cooked Fleischigs on Sunday. And on Tuesday, I cook lokshen, or I cook my pasta, I cooked my potatoes, I cook whatever it is inside my pot. I'm allowed to go and lachatchila put my cheese onto this lokshen, onto this potato. Again, like we said before, mentioned before, obviously not inside the Fleischiger pot. You have to take the lokshen out and put it onto another plate, onto a milkiger plate, a parva plate, a disposable plate. And then you can melt your cheese onto your lokshen or onto your potatoes. Now, this het of Eina Ben Yoimoy is, the case we just said, is definitely okay. That means if somebody cooked its stomach, somebody cooked lokshen, he wanted to eat lokshen by itself, or he wanted to eat lokshen with fleishigs, and he cooked in his fleishig at Eina Ben Yoimoy de Kapot. And then, once it was cooked already, he had some leftovers, or he changed his mind, and decides he wants to eat it now with milchig, he can put lachatchila his cheese onto this lokshen. But there's a machloikas, if one is allowed to do from the very beginning, if let's say I want to eat lokshen with cheese, that's my lunch for today, and I got a choice of which pot I should use. I've got milchiger pots and I've got fleischiger pots, and I can't be bothered using my milchiger pot. Let's say my milchiger pot is sitting in the fridge, it's got some other food in it. So I want to take my empty fleischiger pot, which is Eina Ben Yoimoy. Can I take lechatchila my fleischiger Eina Ben Yoimoy pot and cook in my pasta, my lokshen, in order to take it out afterwards, and I'll melt my cheese on it in the microwave, in the milchiger microwave? So machlokes pshat in the remu, if it's mitter usa, sish in the gun, and the chokh masudam. The gun is mashma, that it's mitter to do even lachatchila. That the whole gezeira we said, not by bishul, only exists via ben yoimoy. By ein ben yoimoy, we weren't gozer at all. You even have to go and do lachatchila, take ein ben yoimoy, take a pot, to cook up your lokshen, in order to put the cheese on it. And the chokh masudam says that it's not pushut, one shouldn't do so. Unless, and you see also from this, that the chokh masudam himself didn't hold it mi'ikad in usa. Chacham Sudam says, unless you don't have another choice. Meaning, let's say you've got to cook up a very lot, and you don't have a big pot, you've got only small fleishiger pots, and you've got a very big, you've only got a small milchiger pot, and you've got a very big fleishiger pot, you need to cook up a very lot of lokshen, The Chochmah Zodim is also Moiri. You don't have to go and now cook over five times over your lakshin in order to produce the lakshin, in order to do it. If you don't have such a pot, then you can take a big pot and for example, if you're in the holidays and you took with you a fleishiger pot to cook your chicken soup in for Shabbos and to cook whatever else you need. And then one day you decide, you know what, want to eat for lunch, want to give lakshin with cheese. So again, the spaghetti with cheese and the pasta and cheese, you will be even the Kuntah Chochmah Zodim, you've got no one to borrow a pot from. Whether you have to borrow a pot or not from the Kuntah Chochmah Zodim, I'm not sure how far he says, how far you're going to have to do it. But in a case when you can't, and you don't have another pot, even the Chochmah Zodim is moida, you'll have take your Eina Ben Yoyim Amiti pot, cooking it, Eina Ben Yoyim Amiti pot, cooking it, your lakshin and your potatoes, and afterwards take it out from there and put in cheese. So, because the bleas of the milk are going to go into the fleishiger pot, I'm going to end up in the walls of the fleishiger pot. I'm going to end up with the bleas of milk, einam and yoyma bleas, with also bleas of milchiks. So Chazal told us there were goyza always einam ben yoyma, ot ben yoyma. You're right. Apia lucha, there's no time. Oh, but since the Chazal always goyza einam ben yoyma, ot ben yoyma, there were goyza. But over here, it's only a nat banat. It's only a shvacha tam. A shvacha tam to be goyza einam ben yoyma, ot ben yoyma. Not they weren't goyza. Twenty-four hours from when the heat and from the meat in the pot, which was there originally, went under the yatzle at this point.
So, it's not Sunday morning we take out the soup or Sunday evening.
Whatever it was, as long as it was 24 hours, it has to be 24 hours from when it wasn't yatzle at this point. Even if it's sitting in the pot for 24 hours, it's still going to be okay. One second, if you left the cold chicken soup in the pot for 24 hours, it's also going to still be a ben yoyim, because it's going to be kovish kum avishal, and it's going to be leaves are still going to keep on going inside. So in that case, you'll have to have 24 hours empty the pot. You'll have to have empty the pot for 24 hours. It depends when it is. It depends if you left it there for 20. If you didn't leave it for 24 hours, then it'll go from when it went under the temperature of Yad Sledder's boy. Once it becomes cold, the bleas stop going in. If you then leave it for 24 hours, the bleas are going to start going back in again. You're going to end up with a new ben yoyim, which you're going to have to start counting from. Which we mentioned before, but one thing again, just very important, that nothing we're saying over here has got to do with the Dovah Charef. And another thing which I have to mention, I'm going to put some practical examples, just smooth it out again properly, but another important nekidah is how we said that you can cook, if you cook something in an Eina Ben Yoymoy fleishiger pot, you can put the cheese on it. Or if you cooked it already in a Ben Yoymoy dicker pot, and by mistake you put cheese on it, it's also okay. How did one get out, how does the food go from the fleishiger pot to the milchiger plate in order to melt the cheese? So even though we said that one can melt cheese, you've got to be very careful how it moves over from the fleishiger pot to the milchiger plate. If one pours direct, the Ramu says in Sadi Hei, Siv Gimu, it can cause problems. Pashas the Ramu is only talking about when they're both ben yoymoy. When my fleishiger pot and my milchiger keli are both ben yoymoy, my milchiger plate are both ben yoymoy, and I pour directly, the Ramu says clearly they both become usa. The food and the plate both become usa. But if it's Eina Ben Yoyim L'choy Pashas, it's okay. Problem is that there is another Ramu in Simet Tzadi Dalet Sifei who brings around the whole he brings down a few different chimras regarding Nat Banat, which is a whole complicated sig in the Shachfreks Astir from the Ramu in Tzadi Dalet Tzadi Hei, and it comes with different teritim. It's going into a complicated issue which is definitely worth avoiding. So therefore, to get the food out of the fleishiger pot into the milchiger plate is two options. Either you don't use a milchiger plate. Nowadays, we're very spoiled and we have disposables. And you put, if you try to do something like that, to take from a fleishig onto a milchig, put it first onto a power of a plate, into a power of a cup, into whatever it is, and then you can put the cheese on it, lachatchila. Or if not, you've got to use a power of a keli. If you use a power of a shepletel, let's say, if you use a power of a fork or something else like that to take from one to the other, you also won't have a problem. Or, obviously, if it went cold.
What is the problem?
If it pours direct, there's a problem maybe of a nitzak chibur, there's a problem of as if the Ramu says as if the milchig and the fleishig and keli went both into one thing in one time. It's a chimra on a chimra, but the Ramu Lamaaseh says it's usa. The best thing is to avoid direct contact from the milchig to the fleishig. Obviously, if you put the food in the, which is a thing which happens quite often, people make lakshin for Shabbos, and if you've got leftovers, so it's in the fridge anyway. Once it's cold, obviously you don't have a problem of transferring it from one plate to the other. The whole problem of transferring is only when it's still hot, and then you decide you wanted to change your mind. So just say 2-3 mashulim, just the same thing again, but just to get it clear, because either way I don't want a chrys of getting it wrong. case we said just before now, the case of lakshin. People cook up lakshin for Shabbos, for the Shabbos soup. You cook up a whole amount of lakshin because you want to eat it for the Shabbos soup. Normal thing is this, people cook up in a fly sugar pot. If they cook it with a fly sugar pot, and then they're left over after Shabbos with lakshin. They want to use the lakshin. The kids want it on Sunday morning to give it to the children. They want to eat it with cheese. Depends. If the lakshin was cooked in the fly sugar pot, depends if the fly sugar pot was a ben yoimoy or if it was an ena ben yoimoy. If when you cooked the lakshin in the pot before Shabbos, the pot was a ben yoimoy, then the blias of the nat banat were ben yoimoy, the blias that went in, and it went in through bishul. So therefore, you're not allowed to melt cheese onto those lakshin. But if the blias that went, if the pot which was used to cook up the lakshin was an ena ben yoimoy, then one could lachatchila melt cheese onto that lakshin. Again, obviously in a mukhiga plate, and you took it out cold, it's not a problem. Why?
When,
but again, it's got to be 24 hours from when you use it for fleish. As long as it's fine, as long as it's clean, it's clean. But it's got to be 24 hours when you use it from fleish. Normally, amongst the 24 hours, you'll have washed it up anyway. If you're going to wash it up just to cook your lakshin, it's normally going to be within 24 hours of fleish. Only going to be permitted to do it if when you cooked up your lakshin on Friday, on Thursday, it wasn't, it hadn't been used for fleish for 24 hours before that. And then, well, again, but normally you'll have washed it up. If there's be'en there, then you're going to have a problem. It depends if there's shishim, if there isn't shishim, it's a whole sig. Pashas, you have to have shishim. Shach maybe holds, you don't need to, but pashas, you need to have shishim. Again, if it was an ena ben yoimer, you can lechatchila melt the cheese on it. Why? Because here, we definitely, the person who cooked up the lakshin didn't cook it up in order to put cheese on. He cooked it up because he wanted to eat it with the fly sheiks. It was leftover shiraim. Kila al mamoida, na'ina ben yoimo, you're allowed to put cheese on it. But if he, lechatchila, wanted to cook up his lakshin, let's say for his fly sugar soup, it's exactly the same thing. A person wanted to cook up, he's used up his fly sugar pot, he's used up for his soup, for his Shabbos soup. And he wants to cook up his lakshin now, and he wants to put the lakshin afterwards into the fly sugar soup. So he wants to cook it up. He doesn't have another pot. Can he use his milchiga pot now to cook up the lakshin in order to put into the fly sugar? So he's going to do it with das in order to do it. So the Gun says he's allowed to lachatchila take his milchiga pot, eine ben yoimoy, cook up the lakshin and put it into the fly sugar soup. And the Chacham Asudim says you're only allowed to do it if you're stuck and you have no other option. There's definitely not a lachatchila thing to do. Generally, we machm on the Chacham Asudim, and we only, if we get stuck or we don't have another briar, we make it. Another practical mushul is cooking up water for coffee. Sometimes on Shabbos, people don't have a Shabbos urn, don't have a Shabbos chayinik, especially people who sometimes don't normally make, don't cook up water normally, and they're cooking up water in a fly sugar pot. Let's say somebody only drinks tea normally. He only drinks tea, so he puts on the Shabbos platter always a fly sugar clean pot with water inside, and then the whole of Shabbos he has hot water for tea. And then he has a guest who wants a coffee. Can he give, can he use this water to make a coffee or not? It'd be exactly the same thing. If it was a napa, if it was, it's a napa nat, because the blia of the fly sugar was in the pot, came out into the water. If it was a ben yoimoy, then you're not allowed to use this water lechatchila. If it was an ena ben yoimoy, in the case that we said, you'll be able to use even lechatchila, because I cooked it up only for tea. I didn't cook it up in order to put milk inside. Now that I've cooked it up for stomach dikazacha, now I can put the milk inside. And according to the Gaon, I'll be able to even do it lechatchila. From, if, or according to Chacham Asudim, I have another pot, I'll be able to even do it lechatchila.